I'm Ben.
I'm Barry.
And this is two beers and a microphone. Why do you always fuck that part up? Hello, BMers.
Well, good afternoon, BMers, to you as well. BMers. Now,
BMers, absolutely.
Do to explain that for you mean bow?
No. You know, 2B1M.
Oh, BMers. So as to refer to our listeners as BMers.
What else would you refer to them as?
As
unwilling participants?
As of this weekend, the cat down the street was the only one listening to the show, and she may not like to be called a BMer, but
well,
I think it works though.
You know, I think we've actually now, we have an audience of at least three.
You, myself, and the executive producer.
And the executive producer.
who's been working, I think, even harder than we have been.
Tirelessly. I kid you not.
The behind-the-scenes work to get this show going, really.
Well, first of all, it takes a forklift and a crane to get both Barry and I sitting in the seat. And then it takes a whole team of experts just to set up our microphones.
Yes.
Not right. One, but two.
Not well.
As we explained last week, it's actually a misnomer.
Well, again, I like you a lot, Benji, but I don't want to be a kissing, you know, a kiss away from from a kiss. If maybe it should be a.
You don't want to be a kiss away from me?
I don't want to be a sea hair away from you. No.
Well, Barry, that's a step up because I think when we first met, you didn't want to be so much as a high five away from me. So at least we're getting closer.
We're working on it. Yeah, it's baby steps. Baby steps. You know, I think we should start again. This is our second episode, and I think we should start by proclaiming what we're drinking this fine day. Now, Benji, I noticed that so far it's more than two beers in a microphone because there's two of us and typically one beer apiece, but you're on your second already. Now, I realize they're tiny, but what do you get there?
All right, so I have Red Stripe Light, which is a Jamaican beer, and it's a short little guy. I mean, it looks teeny, but believe it or not, it's actually not that much smaller than, you know, your 12-ounce beer. It's 11.2 fluid ounces.
That sounds wonderful, Benji. Now, when you look over,
you're a little different.
Stage right. I'm drinking this fine day, the Rock Art Brewery Extreme, and it says on here, "This ain't for no mama's boy or daddy's girl." And what this is the Magnus.
It's a Magnum.
Tomahawkus. Yes. It's a Magnum of beer. And
it's a Magnum of beer.
Alcohol by volume, 8%.
So basically, you're not driving after that.
Well, thank God I live in the studio. You know,
you sleep here in the studio.
Having worked in lots of radio.
Yeah.
Well, I say lots, two stations. Well, having worked in
that's
radio.
That's more than me, man. I'm just an analyst.
Well, I know, but I mean, radio stations are well. Anyways, having worked in two stations, I feel confident that I can make a proclamation that this is probably one of the better studios that I've ever worked in. And it's my kitchen, so really, it works out even better for me.
Yeah.
Because as a DJ, when you're broadcasting, you can't go to the microwave. As we heard last week in the podcast when my wife was kicking around here, she was microwaving pancakes, and I could hear it on the replay. And I was like, huh, well, it's a kitchen studio. What the hell do you expect? But she's gone.
No,
she's
I think
gone.
That's important. I think it's important to microwave your pancakes during the taping of the first ever episode.
She'll
of
be
what
famous
will be,
now.
Well, yeah. She will have started out microwaving pancakes and go down in the annals, really, of
I
our...
I like it better said that way.
Well,
it sounds better.
Of our podcasting, microwaving pancakes.
You know...
Considering we're so close to the Canadian border, I mean, that's not an unusual activity for, say, Canadians to do. So I think maybe culturally that's okay.
Okay. So maybe is it possible that we might have some Canadian listeners? Some Canadian BMers, eh?
No.
Okay.
No, but I can pretty much guarantee you that we don't have really any even American listeners per se. Not as such. So to
not
have
yet.
Canadian listeners on top of that, I think it would be that would multiply by a factor of at least a zillion.
It might
to
be
one.
A slap in the face though if we had a Canadian listener before we had an American listener.
Sure. Well, that particular Canadian would probably feel very insulted right now, knowing that we are, you know, broadcasting and not even giving them credit for having probably forcibly you know, been listening to. That doesn't really make sense grammatically, but
no,
I think
that's
you,
okay.
Yeah, you get the joke, even though it really didn't fare so well.
That's okay. I knew where you meant.
I'm going to recover by just making a dick or fart joke now.
Okay.
Just off the top of my
head.
Have
a preference which way you're going to go or just surprise us?
What did... No, see, I've already started... I wanted to say a very funny joke just then, but okay. I couldn't because I mixed up the words because this is my second beer. And I'm already feeling a little tired and I
hope you're not relying on me to drive you home because
no,
I have the
No,
mag-
I just want you to know that if I sound a little tongue-tied, it's because I'm most likely inebriated off of two beers.
They must be potent little buggers. when you look at your bottle compared to mine, really... There's a dick joke right there. Really.
Yeah, I think it indicates penis size. The magnum, the huge bottle that you have versus my smaller than usual bottle really does. That's why I have two in front of me.
This may sound like a chick thing, but it's small but cute. The bottle, that is.
The bottle.
It's a cute small little bottle. Cute. I mean, I don't want to come across as sounding less of a man.
No.
But I mean,
I don't think that makes you less of a man. There's plenty that makes you less of a man, but not that.
That may be the reason why I bought that actually in the store.
Is that right?
The fact that it was also on sale. But I mean, it's a cute little
bottle.
That's
fantastic. So, tell me something, sir. What are you watching on TV these days?
Well, I might be embarrassed to tell you this, but I watch a lot of the History Channel.
You do not.
I do. I actually, if I were to calculate the hours I watch television, which are considerably less now that I have children, I watch, on average, about 12 hours a week of history at least.
12 hours.
But you have to listen, though. I mean, history used to be a channel that was history, and who the hell wants to watch history? I mean... History Channel now has lots of great programming.
Mm.
They have a show I like to watch called American Pickers. And when I first...
What? You made that up.
No. It's all, Monday nights at 9 o'clock. It's American Pickers. There are two guys. It could be you and I, frankly. Two guys. Yeah. They have a van, and they drive around the country, and they pick through people's shit. And they sell it. I mean, they buy it from
this is a fucking television show?
Yeah, it's great. It's compelling.
It cannot be compelling. It's called American Pickers.
People like driving my neighbors next door and like buying like that broken horsey jumpy thing next door. And for like $5 and making a profit of like $20. That's what they do. It's like yards flea sale. Flea mail. Yeah, I can't even speak. It's the beer. It's like going to like a flea market. These guys, the stuff you'd find there, they buy it and they refurbish it. And they sell it to their clientele at like, you know, double, triple the profit.
That is fucked up.
That's what I watch primarily. I also watch Pawn Stars.
Excuse me, Pawn Stars?
Pawn Stars.
So you watch something called American Pickers, and you watch something else called Pawn Stars.
I do.
And this also is a television show.
On history. This is about a pawn shop in Las Vegas. Same premise. Basically, these yokels will bring in... like grandma's coin. You know, grandma's cold in the crypt now. And they're like bringing their inheritance of like a little pin. And they're like, hey, you come tell me how much this is? I want you to buy this from me. And the guy, you know, he basically looks like my father. And you know, and the listeners know my father, but you know my father. And this guy standing there, kind of intimidating. And he'll like look at the coin and he'll like, yeah, I'll give you $5 for it. The guy goes, I want you to get that off, $20, please. And it's like dickering back and forth. And they finally either come to an agreement or not. And the guy either sell the coin or whatever, or not, and they'll walk out of the shop.
And that's premise of the television show. You sit down, you watch American Pickers and Pawn Stars.
Almost to the fact, I like that show so much that if I ever go to Las Vegas, I'm going to go search it out because I think it'd be cool to go in there and go.
Barry.
I want you to buy my antique rocking horse.
Barry.
Yes, sir.
You cannot. No. No. No.
If I go to Vegas, I should probably stick to the strip bars.
If you're going to Vegas, sir, there's so many different things that you could do. There's so many. You have to understand me. There's so many different things you could do there.
Yeah.
That to go to these television shows that you're talking about would make you... really, really sad. I think you would come home and people would be like, "What did you do? Did you go to the casinos? Did you go to any?" And you just cry.
I didn't. I went and looked at antiques.
I went to the gold and silver pawn shop. Well, I got to tell you one thing. Yes. Now back on the American Pickers. Now I sit on the couch.
Yes, please. No.
I sit on the couch with my wife and we watch this show. And I don't know. There's the two guys I told you about, American Pickers. Well, back home in Iowa, because that's where they're from, is Iowa. I'm not going anywhere near Iowa. Just to let you know.
Is Las that right? Those people are fucking crazy. Huh?
Anyway, so in Iowa, it's cold. It's like, well, it's like being here. Why the hell would I go on vacation somewhere I can just stay
home? I'd like to go to fuck Vermont. Give me Alaska.
I'm going to Iowa. No one says I'm going to Iowa. It's like Dover, Delaware. Who the hell goes to Dover, Delaware?
Well,
I guess people who live in Dover, Delaware.
Well,
not me.
It's, you know, the vacation spot of so many millions of people, really.
Anyways, I'm off topic. So back to the girl at the
office. Oh, yes. No, I was riveted by this. Go ahead, please.
There is a girl there, and I don't know what is about her.
Yes.
But she has some kind of aura that and she has all these tattoos. And I sit there, and I told my wife, I said, you know, she's quite attractive. And she goes, yeah, you told me 100 times. But there's something about this.
Has she told you 100 times?
At least, because I always, every time I see this girl, I go, boy, she's quite fetching. Now, here's the other deal. My wife thinks
you actually
my wife thinks the guy on the pawn shop show.
Yes.
She thinks that he's attractive. And he's like, she could be like her father.
Is that right?
That's gross.
That's gross. Okay.
Yeah, the girl, all right. Yeah, the other girl's my age at least. Not like.
Well, are you curious what I watch on television?
Benji, I'm actually very curious what you watch on television. Yes.
I am a huge, huge fan of Nova. And I watch Fringe, and I watch The Office, and I watch, what other, because I want to make sure I'm a stereotypical, you know.
Do you watch
American, guy from my demographic?
Do you watch American Idol, Benji?
You know, I probably would if I liked watching people sing, but I really don't enjoy just sitting there while people sing. It's just, it's a kind of uncomfortable. It's a little embarrassing for both the person who's singing and for the person watching them. I enjoy listening to music,
sure,
but not watching people on stage.
It's like watching karaoke. No one goes to watch karaoke.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, watching snails get it on. It's, you know, slimy. It's a little gross. You feel uncomfortable, and by the end of things, you're just not sure that it, you know, bears fruit that would be considered
sure
appetizing or even.
Well, you the know. Problem with snails fornicating, if you will. Trying to keep the show low key and
yes, please. We don't want to use the word fucking.
So when watching snails have sex,
yeah,
how do you know it's ever done? I mean, how do you know it's finished? I mean, snails leave a trail all over the place. So when they're done, how do you know they're done? Is it extra snaily?
I don't.
Do they part?
Man,
as friends?
I don't get my nose down there to figure it out, man. This isn't like, you know, watching my grandma and my grandma's, quote, friend do it or anything. Like, these are snails. It's disgusting.
Now, again, we spoke of your grandmother the last podcast. Now, grandmother and her friend in their current states? It's
a dead joke. Again, we have to clarify, yes, in her current state, after we're done throwing her on the gas pedal, break that. Then we bring her back and we set her up with her, quote, friend.
Now, to switch gears again. So back on, you mentioned Fringe, and I was intrigued. So do you watch Fringe actually, or were you just kind of trying
to? No, I actually do. I watch Fringe. I watch The Office.
The Fringe is
one. I watch Nova. Love Nova.
What night is it on?
Are you serious?
I don't watch Nova. I'd be interested to watch Nova, but
so you watch television. Like, I don't watch.
No, I do. I watch television.
I count my computer watching as my television because I watch Hulu, so I don't ever watch. Right. I don't actually. I think I have basic cable because I really like to watch, you know, Channel 3 News.
Channel 3 News is probably the best.
Channel 3 News is the bomb.
Just in case anyone's listening.
Oh, my God. If you're in Vermont, you got to watch the Channel 3 News. But apart from that, you know, I don't really. I'm not a big fan of just, you know, I like television shows to go by my time when I have freaking time.
Well, that's the beauty of the internet, frankly. I really wish. I would love to throw up my satellite dish box and just watch television on the internet. But the problem is that it's not always available, though. And, like, I mean, you watch on Hulu Plus. I'm a little cheap, though. So there's a membership involved, right, with Hulu Plus?
There is a membership involved if you're going to watch it on things like, you know, your iPad or your iPhone, something like that.
Oh, but not if you're going to watch it on the internet directly?
No, if you're going to watch it on the internet directly, you just go ahead and it's free.
And now are all the episodes there all the time, or are they only
It's up to 5 episodes, I think, unless you have a subscription. I mean, I personally don't have an iPhone, so I wouldn't, you know, I don't know what those fucking people do with their shit. I watch it on.
I'd be lost without my iPod Touch, which I call my iPhone. It just does everything but call.
That's like an iPhone.
Yeah, I call it I'll talk into it when I'm like walking down the
street. I wish I had an iPhone. I just can't afford it, man. It's, you know, you can't.
Well, during these podcasts, I'll let you take my empties.
Ooh.
And what we'll do is we'll start an empties fund for Ben's podcast. It'll only take us
see it now.
20 years from now, you'll finally get your iPod. Of course, by then it'll be an antique and a relic. You can have mine.
Tasty
relics.
Mm.
So on The Fringe, because I don't want to talk too much, because here's the thing.
Yep.
The Fringe is one of my favorite shows that I don't watch.
And you don't watch it.
And do you want to know why I don't watch it?
Please.
Well, when our son was born, I didn't have the time. You know, I was busy doing fatherly type things like diapering and sleeping. And that was, and it happened right during, I think, season 3.
Hmm.
And I stopped watching. Now, I'm so devoted to when I'm watching a television program, I don't want to get out of sequence. So I told myself, I'll go a couple weeks. I'll get caught up on the internet.
Sure, sure.
And then I'll be good to go. Well, it's now been 2 seasons, and I have not watched. And I'm so far behind. I'm going to have to go out and actually buy the DVDs of seasons 3 and 4, so that I can finally get caught up. Because I loved the show, but when it comes on, I go, "Oh my god, I don't even want to see the previews because I don't want to know what's going on."
So you just turn off the television. So it actually has the opposite effect on you that the good thing company about was looking to have.
Shut off the TV. But the good thing about the History Channel, Benji, is that there's always American Pickers or Pawn Stars on. So I can always go there and watch something. If Fringe is on, I'll just go there and watch that.
I'm sure the show producers are giving you the opposite effect of what they'd like to. They'd like you to actually go, "Oh, I'd like to watch that." Not immediately turn off the channel, or
it does have some connotations of being retarded on my part. I think we basically beaten this horse dead, or at least in my mind.
Mm.
One thing that I was thinking about with the past week of, you know, what can we talk about that might let our listener, the cat down the street, listen and play along with us. So I thought of a feature called "What'd Work Better."
Yeah. Okay.
Junk food, beer, or porn.
Hmm.
So basically, we'll come up with scenarios and we'll just ask each other the scenarios, and we'll basically, for example, the first one I have on here: what'd work better, junk food, beer, or porn, if you just got into a fight with your girlfriend or wife?
If I'd just gotten in a fight, mm-hmm. I think definitely beer, because, you know, my wife would not dig on the porn. She doesn't.
That's more probably for the after. That's for the.
Well, I'm sure, you know, she would totally be the unwitting star in a porn, let's say. That I would set up without her knowledge, but she would never actually watch, you know, porn, because it's just not something that she finds, you know, appealing. I think there's a large portion of the chick population, what I like to call the chick population,
the chick population, the CPs out there.
Yes, they do not. They're not into the visual stimuli that we're into. They actually are turned on by, you know, like
Romance?
Romance novels. Believe it or not, dude, a romance novel will get a chick hot under the collar.
I wish we wouldn't talk about this. And my grandmother, God love her. She's actually still around.
Yeah.
Growing up, I would spend lots of time with my grandparents, and she would read Harlequin novels all day long.
Well, that's her porn.
Now, knowing what I know now,
that's her porn.
Basically, my grandmother's watching porn all day long. Mm. And I was like,
absolutely.
I just thought it was like a book.
Nope.
But now I'm like,
thinking, no, she was probably sitting there creaming her pants while you were God. On the floor watching your cartoons. She's getting off. You know,
I should the pictures of Fabio on the cover should have given it away. But
that is porn for women.
So you think that for you, beer would work with a fight with your wife?
Oh sure, yeah. Junk food is a coping mechanism, man. You want to smooth things over. You go with the beer. You go with the beer. Now, if you can, you go with something harder. But you know, beer that works.
You know, I really for me beer. I don't know. I like mixed drinks. I like beer. I'll do wine, but I'm not really like a Scotch guy.
You're not a Scotch guy.
I'm not. Now I like gin. Mm-hmm. I will do gin in a tonic. Tanqueray and tonic.
Yeah.
After playing some golf, because I find it refreshing.
Yeah.
But to sip the sipping liquors, if you will, I don't do so well with, and I don't know why. I don't know. If it's because I have no experience with it, or it's you're a Vermonter. Grows on me.
No, it's because you're a Vermonter.
Okay.
We don't generally do the hard stuff because lowers your body temperature, and then you go outside and shovel. Oh, sure.
Oh.
And you go outside and shovel, and you know you get so to the point where you're shivering cold, and you don't know why, and it's because you just had all that rum or whatever, and you're fucked up and you're cold. And
this is the science portion of our show.
Well, icicles are forming off of your earlobes. Your dick freezes shut, and you just start convulsing on the floor because you're trying to, you know, have a movement of some sort, or you know, and you just can't because everything's frozen shut. All your orifices are just done because you just had to have that rum. That's why we stick to beer around here,
because it warms you up.
No. Because it won't, you know, lower your body temperature as much. It doesn't warm you up unless you're drinking hot beer. And then I think you got some problems.
I'm going to go microwave my rock art right now.
Where's that wife of yours? Honey.
Barkeep.
Fetch me the warm beer.
I never knew this house had a bartender, but it does. do you want to do a little bit of news, or
please.
What do you think?
Okay. No, news is good. I like to know what's going on
now,
in the world.
Now, last week, we had a bit of a debacle, and some people liked it. I think our executive producer liked the fact that I couldn't read and I had to throw the news away. I'm going to give it a real good shot this week to through these stories. Now, I stole these.
Where'd you steal them from?
AOL.com, I believe.
They are fantastic news writers because they themselves rip it off of other people.
I think so. I mean, how many people in this world actually write news? It's more about one person 12. Doing the work. 12 people, yeah.
12 people.
That sounds about right.
They all work for the Associated Press.
This is a Dateline Tucson. Yeah. Oh, my God. I've had too much beer. And here we go. I can't read. Tucson, Arizona. Authorities in southern Arizona saw a boy and a girl who were seriously injured after strong winds lifted the children's bounce house they were in and deposited into a road. I don't know why.
The wind picked them up and they flew them over
into like this highway
into the road. Okay.
Tracy of the Tucson Fire Department told KNXV the playhouse was blown across three lanes of traffic and landed on the median.
All right, so here's my point. Shit's going down in Libya, shit's going down in Japan, and AOL is focused in on fucking kids flying around in a bouncy house.
In AOL's defense, though, I was seeking out the unique stories, the human interest.
I don't care. They shouldn't be covering that. That's not okay. There's no earthly universe in which that's okay.
Now, the National Weather Service did back it up by saying the incident was caused by a phenomenon known as dust devil. I thought that was a vacuum cleaner, but I guess not. A dust devil came along.
It was a legit thing.
It was a column of air which can rotate up to 60 miles per hour and basically took this bounce house and bounced it over three lanes of highway into a median.
It's not okay.
I thought this was like tethered down. Speaking of dead corpses, for 3 months, the adult son of Cecilia Opalak lived in the Chicago townhouse with her corpse. So the adult son of lived with his mother's corpse. It sounds like something out of like Psycho. Her decomposing body was entombed within a within the garbage that filled the homes almost to the ceiling, police said. So this house is full of garbage and a dead corpse. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just trying to think, like, the person who is assigned this story, thinking to themselves,
oh, I just think I'll write this, right? The tap on the computer and...
Like, there are plenty of people that sleep with their own shit, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Or you know, like, defecate in the bed and try to form it into, you know, like, kind of like when you're playing with mud, you know, you make mud pies, and they're trying to just form it into a human being, and then they sleep with it, right?
Sure.
So this person actually lives with a dead corpse. Here's my point.
Sure.
Why would AOL cover that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's because it's really creepy. Like, I don't think
what's creepy is that AOL would cover that.
I wouldn't even sleep in a house with a dead mouse, let alone a dead corpse.
Hmm.
This gets back to the whole zombie thing. I don't like dead bodies.
Not a big fan?
Well, the potential, again, if what if, like, the world ends and all the zombies start to wake up? I don't want to be around.
That's not your thing.
I don't like zombies.
You don't like zombies.
Yeah. But yet I watched the show Walking Dead.
Hmm.
Have you ever... Are you familiar with The Walking Dead?
I am, you know, not familiar as such.
Okay. It's a good show. And I started watching it last Halloween.
Is this also on the History Channel?
No, this is on AMC.
Ah.
It's about zombies, basically. The zombie apocalypse. And how do you live in the zombie apocalypse? I don't like them, Benji. I don't like them one bit.
The zombie apocalypse. I love it.
Let's see here, though. Let me see if there's anything funny in that news story. No. Oh, the neighbor came over apparently from time to time. He came over several months ago, inviting him over for meals and taking him to the food pantry. He grew suspicious over the last several weeks because Opalak would get upset when the neighbor stopped by. Because he's upset because he's carrying a dead body in his house.
Well, I think he would probably be a little upset.
You think? Well, the neighbor or the son?
Yes.
I'd be upset if I was living next door to a dead body.
Ah.
Because, again, the zombie thing.
The zombie.
What the hell happens if the world ends and the zombies wake up?
I don't know. I mean, I've got a healthy fear of clowns, and your, I guess, fear is zombies. I think mine's a little bit more realistic. Yours, strangely enough, is a little more scary.
Scary for me or scary that you're sitting next to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, we want to just thank our BMers this week for tuning in once again. And just to let you know, we've got now a great website that's up and running that now hosts us, and we can now be found on iTunes. If you go ahead and put in two beers and a microphone, I'm sure you'll find that we pop up with Ben and Barry. But also... Just interestingly enough,
sure.
If you want to visit our website, we should have some extra information in there pretty soon,
okay.
As well as previous podcasts. You can check that out at 2b1m.wordpress.com. And that is our official podcast website, which also has an RSS feed. So if you have a Google Reader or some other kind of reader that you want to put us into with XML. And if you have it, you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. RSS. Sounds RSS. Like a ship you might see on Star Trek.
Mm.
The RSS 642.
Absolutely. Look out. Oh, I just burped and said looked out at the same time. Did that come through?
That was awesome. I thought the zombies were coming in, but it's just Benji burping and talking.
It's just me. It's always just me.
And what about our website? It's 2b1m@gmail.com. Is that right?
That's not a website. That's actually an email. Drink up, my man.
Glug, glug, glug.
Our email, in case you want to give us a little shout out there.
I got me the email!
Is 2b1memail@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to respond to you.
Well,
one of us will.
Probably you after all the beer I'm Still drinking and yet to consume.
Oh, my goodness. Me and my little beer and you and your big one.
Have a good time on the way home.
It is not a signal of how big our penises are. It is not. It's just the size of the beer.
Hell, I'd be happy if mine was the size of that bottle.
Bye-bye, Barry. Peace out.